Praise the Lord.
Love
God bless everyone. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. God bless you. I'm excited to be here. This is our Spiritual Daughters intro call. This is Prophetess Sherita Furlow. Those of you may already know me from Facebook or heard of me. Welcome, 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 welcome. God bless you all. And I'm not going to be too long, but I want to explain what's going on in our group, a little bit about me, and how you could be a part of this movement. Amen? All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. So welcome, welcome, welcome again. Again, we're going to be talking about our mentorship class and how you can be a part of our mentorship class. Glory to God. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this season, God, concerning your spiritual daughters, Father, concerning those that's supposed to be connected to me, Father. You know the assignment. You know all about it, Father. We ask you right now to shield, protect around those that's supposed to be connected. And, Lord, allow them to receive from you, God. Allow them to receive revelation and divine insight and wisdom, Father God. We thank you that the glory is going to rest upon every conversation, God. We thank you that the power of God and the move of your spirit is going to be evident, Father God. We bind up witchcraft in advance. We bind up gossip in advance. We bind up every spirit that is not of you, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. Father God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, this is Prophetess Sherita Furlow. Amen. Hallelujah. Real brief, real quick. I want to tell you why I am here. I want to go over some fundamentals of the program. It might not be for you. It might be for you. Those of you that feel a strong connection to this ministry, I believe in the season that we're in that God is calling you to connect. There's a reason why you have reached out. Amen. Glory to God. Many of you have reached out on my inbox on Facebook. Many of you have reached out over the years, over the months, and now there is something that you can be held accountable for. Now it's time to connect and be accountable. Glory to God, because there's many that are out roaming the earth and walking around like a chicken with their head cut off. They're lost in sin. They're lost with nowhere to go. And God say, I have pastors, I have midwives, I have prophets after my own heart that will lead my people to God. Not lead you to this ministry, but lead you to, but follow me as I follow Christ. Glory to God. But follow me. So me, what I do, I am your mentor. So when you begin to connect, glory to God, when you begin to connect to the ministry, know that I am your mentor. I am your midwife. I am your spiritual mother. Glory to God. This is not a place where you can go and, have, oh, this is sisterhood and this, and that's great. That is wonderful. But that's not the assignment that God has me walking in right now. This is not a sisterhood. That's great. That's awesome. I'm not downing sisterhood and bonding and things of that nature, but this is a mother-daughter relationship. Somebody say mother-daughter relationship. So when you come in with that mindset, for a daughter has a mindset to receive, glory to God. A daughter has a mindset to humble herself, glory to God. A daughter has a mindset that I believe the mouth, I believe the word that is coming out the mouth of the woman of God. I believe the word of God that is coming out, and I'm going to humble myself so I can receive, hallelujah, and be able to fight off the attacks that is coming my way on a daily basis. I just need a spiritual push. See, I wish I had this when God was raising me up. I wish I had somebody to stand in the gap for me. But see, he knew my heart. So God, that's one thing I love about God. When people don't want to push you into your dimension, into your calling, see, now you're here without excuse because you found someone, glory to God, that has a heart after God has a pure heart. And glory to God, there's no evil intentions, glory to God, to take your money, to control you, glory to God, but it's all the Holy Spirit that is going to come from. Everything that I say is going to come from the wisdom of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of me. That's what you have to understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But there are some midwives that is out to control you and take over your life, be all up in your personal business. This is not about this. This is a place, if you don't have a pastor in your community, if you do have a pastor, make sure you call your pastor and interact with your pastor and have your pastor to mentor you or to see what they have in their church that can help you. I'm not here to take the place of your pastor. If you have a pastor, that's why they call them your pastor. Amen. But I am here for those who don't have a pastor, who don't have spiritual guidance, glory to God, who can't quite understand the Holy Spirit that lives in them, who needs the Holy Spirit, glory to God, who are babies in the Lord. God got me here for you. And there's many people that are over the age of 40 and 50 and 60, but you're a baby in the Lord. Glory to God. And that's what I said. God don't never look at the natural. Glory to God. God always look at the willing and obedient. He releases wisdom, glory to God, to those who humble themselves under the mighty hands of God, and he will lift us up in due season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this season, you may be a spiritual daughter, but you don't know what God is going to do. Glory to God, because I believe for divine impartation, divine insight, and glory to God, and I believe that God is going to give you instruction, specific instruction on your next move in him. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added into your life. So remember, I am here as your mentor, midwife, and spiritual mother. Glory to God. If you don't have to call me spiritual mother just yet, glory to God, but the anointing will cause you to respect the mantle that is on my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you already are already there, you don't need to be here. You need to go to somewhere else where they can feed you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm looking for those spiritual. God say, gather up the spiritual daughters. I'm on an assignment here, and I want to weed out the people that is not serious. I want to weed out the people who are just trying to come get a prophetic word and leave. I want to weed out those people. Here I want to mentor you face-to-face on video chat where you can release. This is a time for you to release. And those of you that don't have no one to talk to, this counseling or mentorship or whatever you want to call it, one-on-one, is for you. Now, do you have to be a part of the mentorship one-on-one to be a part of the Facebook group? No. You can be a part of the Facebook group. You can be in there for encouragement, interaction, and to let me know that you're connected. You're just watching or whatever you're doing. But those of that are ready to connect and do this three-week one-on-one, I believe that God is going to release divine wisdom and insight concerning you individually. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we discuss, who am I? So the question is, who are you? Glory to God. So the question is, who are you? What are you looking for? When you come into this mentorship, we're talking about the mentorship class, the mentorship process, the mindset you need to have. You have to be open to the process. So if you come in with a closed mind, well, I just want to see what she's talking about, or your mind and your spirit is closed up, well, I just want to see what she's going to pick up, God already see that's your mentality. So guess what? Everything in me that God has for you going to close up because you already came with a suspect. You got a suspect mentality, but you're not open. You want to come open during the mentorship process. When you come open to the process. Learn to embrace change. That's another thing. Many people cannot handle pastoral leadership because they don't know how to embrace change. The thing is, you're not going to be able to change in your own flesh. You can only change through the Spirit of the living God that lives on the inside of you. So, but in order for the Holy Spirit to take control of your life, you got to first open up to the Holy Spirit. And that's when he'll come in. He'll use vessels, midwives and pastors and preachers and prophets, whoever they are, apostles, to push you to where you need to be. Now, we can only push you and we can only encourage you, but you got to take the step. And that step is your faith. That step is connecting. That step, you may have to take the class three weeks. You may have to renew your class because God may need you to stay connected for a year, or God may need you to stay connected for 2 years, or God, some may just go in and go out. But there are some that's supposed to be connected for a time. And I know this by the Holy Ghost. I know this by the Spirit of God, that God began to let me know. He said, it's not a certain race. He said, white, black, Spanish, whoever. He said, I'm going to send these daughters to you. And I said, Lord, okay, Lord. He's been talking to me about this. But God said, now is the time. He said, move quickly. He said, now is the time. So there, a lot of you have been crying out. Now it's the time. You've been crying out. You've been asking for help. The reason why we want people to sow first, because I don't want to sit around and waste time with people who are not serious. When you sow into the anointing, you're not sowing into me. You're sowing into the glory. You're sowing into the ministry. There's a reason why you even connected. There is a reason why you was drawn to my Facebook page, glory to God. That's the anointing that draws. Amen? So be open to the process. Learn to embrace change. Be free to be yourself. If you're not free, don't feel comfortable with me, I might not be your spiritual midwife. I might not be your spiritual mother or spiritual mentor. And you can choose to call me your midwife, your mentor, or spiritual mother. It's up to you. That part is up to you. But one thing I am not to be called is a sis or a sister, and because the sisters are on the same level. So you have to come in with the mindset that you're coming to learn. And I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this because I don't want to come across as prideful or anything like that. I want to explain to you. I've been in ministry a long time. And the moment people get comfortable with you, they go to laughing with you, they lose respect for the anointing. So we want to make sure in this mentorship class that the familiarity, we rebuke that spirit of familiarity right now in the name of Jesus. Okay? So the spirit of familiarity will cause you to miss your breakthrough, will cause you to miss what God is saying, because you're so busy into that's my sis and that's my dog and that's my girl, that's my home girl. And like I said, you know, I do have a young baby face, but in the spirit, we're talking about the spirit. You're not here for my natural. You're here for the spirit. Glory to God. So in the spirit, there's a whole different protocol. There's a whole different protocol, and you're going to kill yourself spiritually if you allow yourself to get too familiar with me as a person, but get familiar with the Spirit of God that is using me, and you will get, I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, you will get what you need in this connection. I cannot minister to you if you feel like we're on the same level. I can't draw. God can't even pour nothing in me. I can't draw nothing from the wells of living water if somebody come to me already with their head stuck up and they're already there. That's no way. You can't go to a classroom. You can't go to college trying to outbeat the teacher. You can't go. There's protocol. You can't play on the football field trying to out-talk the coach. You dare to listen to take instruction and to apply it to your life. So we want to kill that spirit of familiarity. And it's not wrong. It's nothing wrong with humbling yourself Under someone that you see, you can see it with your natural eyes, they're more seasoned than you. I wish I was able to go to someone but God has people that's drawn to me because of the anointing. And when you are drawn to people because of the anointing, you don't want to let that connection go. You want to stay there and find out what is God trying to do. Now, one thing I want to say, I am a very upfront prophet. So there are times that God will use me with rebuking you. There were times God will use me to correct you as an apostle. He will cause me to encourage you as well. But don't get offended if God begin to use me in those mantles, because it's not to harm you. It's not to spiritually break you down, but it's meant to build you up in the things of God, because we got to tear down before we build up. Prophets, we tear down before we build up. Glory to God. Amen. So there's going to be a process here. There's going to be some tearing down. There's going to be some tearing down of your old thinking and your old mannerism and your old things that's not from God. And also, before we even begin this process, I'm going to have to ask you, do you even know God? Are you even considered to be a Christian? Do you even have the Holy Spirit? Because none of this will work if you're not serious about God. And none of this divine insight or whatever God give me for you or revelation or whatever it may be, maybe just a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge, it's not going to work for you if you're not serious about God. This daughter mother thing is very, very serious. And see, I don't like to waste time. I want to find who's assigned to me so we can get to work. Amen. Glory to God. So don't come open to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you're saying amen and giving feedback and yes, ma'am, and amen, I agree, that's how the anointing oil flow. If you're at a farm and there's a cow, if you don't press down on the titty on the cow, the milk ain't going to come out. You got to show that you're hungry. It's more than just showing up. You got to engage. You got to get involved. Your spirit got to be connected to what we're doing for this season that we're in. Otherwise, you can go to another class, and it's just going to be boring to you. But you got to get connected, glory to God, hallelujah. And we don't want this class or this mentorship to be like any other class. Glory to God, I pray that this class, glory to God, don't just be a class, but it be an experience for you to find God in whatever area. It's okay to say, well, you know, prophetess or spiritual mentor, I just not there yet. I haven't heard God in years. I've been sinning. I've been clubbing. It's okay. That's what this is about. That's what this mentorship is about, being honest. So during the mentorship class, you got to be honest. Being yourself is about being honest. And if you're not being honest with me, you can't be honest with God. Also, I want you to know that anything that we talk about will be kept confidential between me, you, and God and the Holy Spirit. Now, we will be using an app called IMO. It's I-M-O app. It's a video chat. See, I just don't want to preach and allow you to listen to me, and you can't give me feedback. So we're going to use IMO. I know a lot of people was talking about using WhatsApp, but that don't have a video chat where y'all can talk back. I want your feedback. I want you to talk back, and I want to see your voice mood. I want to interact with you. I want to connect with you. I want to find out what's bothering you. I want to find out those triggers. I want to find out what's hindering you. Glory to God. And God, as I find those key points, glory to God, God is going to release divine instruction and insight. And even as I minister to you, chains will be broken. You will be set free even through our classes, our mentorship classes. God is going to set some people free. Notice I said some. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be free to be yourself. That's the only way to be healed from your past. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And trust the God in your spiritual midwife. If you're calling me your spiritual midwife, mentor, or spiritual mother, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not putting your trust in me. You're putting your trust, okay, I have seen this woman on Facebook, and there's something about her, and I feel a drawing, and believe the God. I don't want no credit for what God is doing in this mentor. I want the Holy Spirit to have his way. I want the Holy Spirit to take control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I mentor people all the time. This is nothing new. I've been mentoring people for almost the past 7-8 years. I mean, I've been mentoring people, so this is nothing new. I just never did. I always do it face-to-face, not on Facebook. We always usually do it face-to-face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have to be into it. When we're on the phone and video chat, your spirit got to be connected to what we're doing. Amen? Can't have a lot of stuff going on in the background, people hollering and screaming, you know, and all this other stuff. You got to be in a place of a quiet room with the door shut, the doors locked, and ready to receive. Amen? And ready to open up so God can heal. Hallelujah. Also, if you want to talk about a specific thing, make sure you fill out the application. Do not fill the application out if you're not willing to sow the $30 seed, okay, because I don't want to have a whole bunch of applications and I can't interact with you because you didn't sow into the ministry. I want to make sure people are sowing so that the time invested that I'm putting into this is not wasted, amen? But you know, already know, God's time is never wasted. But it's always good to honor those who God put in leadership. And that shows that you honor my time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So who are we not looking for? These are the people we're not looking for. If you, and I said this earlier, if you already have a pastor, this is not for you. That's your pastor's job. If he have a wife or whatever like that, or she's a pastor, that's their job to push you into the things of God. That is out of order for me as a pastor. I pastored before as well. That's out of order for me to be mentoring people that's already connected to their lead. I want to make that clear and put it on audio. Glory to God. Amen. That if you try to connect with me and you got a pastor, that's you consider to be out of order. Glory to God. And I don't work in out of orderness. I have to have everything free for the Spirit to move. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Make sure you and even if you have a pastor, I feel more comfortable working with those who don't, because you know pastors can be very territorial about their people, and that's a lot more headaches and stuff like that. I don't have that kind of time to deal with. So this mentorship, we ask that question specifically in our application, simply because that's out of order for me to be pastoring you. Mentorship, that's pastoring. Mentorship is pastoring. That's what it is. Even though it may not be in a building and people coming and having church, but it's still mentoring you and giving you spiritual advice. That's what a pastor do. So you want to make sure if you have a pastor, I just have to keep saying it because I have had a lot of people in the past that have reached out to me and they have pastors, and that's out of order. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And this audio is for those who are just coming in, you're new to the group. I really want you to take the time out. Hear my heart. Glory to God. Hear my heart in this. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I'm not here to mentor everybody, but I am called to somebody. And I know, glory to God, and like I told you before, I come across strong and direct, but know that it's not to tear you down. Please hear my heart. It is not to tear you down, glory to God, but it's to build you up in the things of God. Hallelujah. And if we only had people who believed in us, we can go far, glory to God. A lot of people say, just believe in yourself. I don't care. You need support. Amen. Hallelujah. We need support. The Bible says two are better than one. Hallelujah. We need that support. And I'm your support system, your spiritual support system. I can't be God over your life. You got to make that commitment to want Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and want to grow in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So who we're not looking for? People that already have leaders and pastors. We don't operate like that over here. Now, there's a lot of people in mentorship classes do. They don't care, you know, but I don't operate like that over here, okay? All right, let's move on. Let's see here. All right. Again, we already talked about familiarity. We want to kill that right up by the root. Amen. You know, when you call, that's something about when you start seeing sis and this and that, bring spirit. Sis is a word for, it's a familiarity word. It's a familiarity word. When Jesus went to his hometown, people wouldn't even receive his ministry simply because they knew him personally. But when he walked away in different other cities, people that didn't even know him, they were able to receive their deliverance, healing. Glory to God. You get the point? Amen. So it's going to help you. It has nothing to do with pride, anything like that. We just have to honor the respect, the mantles on people's lives. Amen. We have to respect. If you are a police officer, you don't just walk up to a police officer and say, bro. You got to honor the ranks that he have. Glory to God. You got to honor even in the army. The church, the only place where people disrespect ranks in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You earn them ranks as you grow high in God. As you show yourself faithful to God, he'll show yourself faithful to you, and he'll raise you up that your enemies can't even bring you down. Hallelujah. And every evil spirit that come to attack you got to go. It won't even prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But even when you go to the army, they got different ranks. You can't go in there disrespecting no certain rank. I don't care if that person just got there. If he come in as a high rank, you got to respect that. You got to respect that. You got to put respect on that. Amen. Glory to God. So I say that all in love. I say everything I said today all in love. Amen. This is how God gave it to me, and this is how I want to operate and run the vision. Amen. This is how I know the Holy Spirit. I want to give the Holy Spirit room to work in order, not in dysfunction and out of order. We kill this familiarity spirit. We kill this this other spirit and that spirit. We want to all come in with a clean, you want to come in with expectation. That's a perfect word for it. Come in with expectation. Amen. And also, it's only 1 hour. So when you do fill out the application, you can sow your seed on PayPal or Cash App, okay? When you fill out the form, all the information is there, my Cash App and my PayPal email. So you can send it. Once you fill out the form, go ahead and submit your $30 payment so we can go ahead and schedule a time on the weekends to meet up. And, again, we will meet 1 hour, okay? We will meet 1 hour. So I am blessed and highly favored. We are excited. That's what we got to come in thinking. And that's who we are. I am blessed. We are excited to be a part of this. It's not a movement, because movements come and go. Amen. God been told me to do this. Amen. I've been doing this, glory to God. But now I just started doing it online, because so many people reach out. My message, inbox messages, get so crammed with prayer requests, and people want guidance about their problems. That's why, that's what the anointing said. That's when the Holy Spirit said, go ahead and get it up and going. Because I have a 9-to-5 job, y'all. This is something that I'm doing on my volunteer time. I have a regular job like everybody else. Amen. So I have to book these appointments around my personal time, which is on the weekend. Amen. So we have Saturdays. You can book it from Saturdays. We'll probably try to do after 12 o'clock, before 6 o'clock. So if you book your appointments, let me know. You have to be before 12, but before 6, because I don't want to be too late and I don't want to be too early. We want to be right in the middle of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to pray real quick over those spiritual daughters that will connect in 2019 and 2018, this month, next month. And we even pray for those that may come in and go out. Amen. Because it's nothing personal. I realize that I'm not called to everybody. I realize that. I realize that not everybody that come is going to be able to receive from me. Glory to God. I realize that everybody that come may not want to receive. Glory to God. And I may not be their cup of tea. The way God, you, everybody have their own thing. Glory to God. I just want who God says I'm supposed to be connected to. This is where I just want who God wants. I want anything more, anything less. I want who God wants. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will know by the Spirit if we're supposed to be connected. I will know that because the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Amen. I will know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for my spiritual daughters. Glory to God, I thank you for this opportunity to minister. And Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we thank you that you're moving by your power and by your Spirit, that miracles, signs, and wonders will be evident, and chains will be broken, and every evil demon will come out. Glory to God, and there will be manifestations of your glory. Father God, we just thank you for the supernatural. I release the fire of God on this mentorship 101. I release it right now, and every Jezebel, every witchcraft spirit will not come up against what you have assigned for me to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Sign up, y'all. And I'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Thanks for joining.